Now, from warring ants to a more peaceful activity, today's GeoQuiz. We're going to kick back with a visit to a tiny resort town in southeastern Europe. It stands out as one of the southernmost towns in Montenegro. That affords this town 75 miles south of Dubrovnik with a fabulous view of the Adriatic Sea. The waves on the beaches attract lots of Albanian, German, Italian, and Eastern European tourists. Another part of the charm of this Montenegrin town is its history. The seaport was at one time a haven for pirates. It also has a black community that dates back centuries. We'll pay a visit to this melting pot on the Adriatic when we reveal the answer later in the program. The place we ask you about in today's GeoQuiz is a resort town on the Adriatic coast. It's not as well known as other spots on the Adriatic, such as Dubrovnik, but it does have a fascinating history that includes pirates and descendants of African slaves. The answer is the Montenegrin town of Ulcen. As Nate Tabak reports, Ulcen is home to a handful of black Montenegrins and a legacy of tolerance and multiculturalism.
It's straight from a postcard. Small waves splash against the rocky shore as a few fishermen bring in their afternoon catch. Ulcen is a sleepy seaside resort city in Montenegro. But 500 years ago, Ulcen had a different kind of reputation.
It was like a city of pirates.
That's Dritan Abazi, sitting at a cafe by the beach. He says maritime piracy turned Ulcen into a melting pot.
Always was the place when the people comes from the different kind of states and different kinds of territories.
And if you believe the local legend, Spanish writer Miguel de Cervantes spent several years as a slave here during the 1500s. Cervantes is said to have named Don Quixote's muse, Dulcinea, after the Italian name for Ulcen, Dulcino. There's no evidence that Cervantes was in Ulcen, but there is a legacy of slavery here, African slavery.
Africa, Central Indio.
Reshit Castrati is a local fisherman with a common Albanian name. He's also one of Ulcen's very few black residents. Castrati says his ancestors came here as slaves about 400 years ago. They eventually integrated into the predominantly Albanian community. By the 1870s, about 150 black families lived in and around Ulcen. Now Castrati says it's just him and his ailing mother. The black population declined dramatically after World War II. Death, intermarriage, and emigration took their toll, Castrati says. But he insists that racism wasn't a factor. Ulcen is a special city, Castrati says. There is no racism here. Castrati is the son of a white Kosovo Albanian man and a black woman from Ulcen. He doesn't see himself as belonging to a particular group. He's simply a black man. Castrati says that gets him a lot of attention here. Ulcen, he says, has treated his family like a mascot.
All from Ulcen is black family.
Castrati says he likes that because it's not just about skin color. He says it's a recognition of his family's place as one of the oldest in town, a family that's made a lot of contributions. Castrati's friend, bar owner Mansour Kelezic, says cultural tolerance comes naturally in Ulcen.
Nobody's from here. Everybody has his history of family. Maybe everybody's from Arabia or Albania or mix it.
That includes Kelezic, who's Arab Sudanese and Albanian. He says Ulcen embraces its diversity more than other places in the Balkans.
Now this city is always different. The people are not like people think. Everybody respect from where are you from?
Ulcen just got a little more diverse. Two of the newest additions to the city's pro basketball team, KK Ulcen, are from the U.S. They're African Americans.
And as far as the way that people receive us, I didn't think they would receive us like this. I didn't think they would be this happy to see us, this surprised to see black people.
That's Ricky Young, formerly of West Virginia Tech.
Like, where we from, like, it's a lot of black people, a lot of white people. And you get here, and, like, you're the only black face they see, or you're one of the few black faces they see.
This summer, KK Ulcen signed Young and Paul Kirkpatrick, who played at Howard University before a brief pro stint in Morocco. Kirkpatrick says while the reaction here is friendly, it occasionally borders on the offensive.
I've seen it all. I've seen people stop their cars, people just yelling out our name, black man, everything. The N-word, yeah, I say the N-word a lot.
Young says that took some getting used to.
When I first was hearing it, I was like, what did you just say? They don't really understand where that word comes from. Like, they hear it on TV, they see black people calling black people the N-word, and they getting, like, the wrong portion of it over here. You can't get offended because they don't even understand what they're saying, so it's kind of awkward.
Still, Rashid Kastrati, one of Utsin's last black residents, says all the attention he receives comes from a fundamentally positive place. I wouldn't stay here if it weren't like that, he says. For the world, I'm Nate Tabak, Utsin, Montenegro.
By the way, Utsin is sometimes called the Kosovo Riviera, and you can see why when you check out our slideshow at theworld.org.